This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Aurora could make dramatic changes to its city government and give more power to its mayor if voters approve. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposal that's set for this November's ballot would create a strong mayor system in Aurora. That move would disempower the city manager and instead give the mayor a lot more control of city operations and allow him to veto bills from the council. Only a few other cities in Colorado, including Denver, have that kind of system. Sam Mamet, who led the Colorado Municipal League before he retired, says it's a big deal for voters.
Well, they need to pay attention to it because it's the future structure of government for the city. And they should take it seriously.
The current mayor of Aurora is Republican Mike Kaufman. He's connected to the strong mayor proposal, and he's also up for re-election this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
If nighttime air traffic seems to be picking up the next few weeks, that's because it is. The Colorado Air National Guard is upping its night flights out of the Buckley Space Force Base just east of Denver. That means nearby Aurora residents can expect to hear more noise in the sky from F-16 planes as late as 10 p.m. Denver's DSST Charter Network has renamed two schools to distance them from a supporter of the Sand Creek Massacre. DSST Byers Middle and High Schools were originally named for William Byers, the founder of the now-closed Rocky Mountain News. Byers newspaper strongly defended the 1864 massacre of Arapaho people on Colorado's eastern plains. He advocated for citizen militias and said soldiers, quote, should not be blamed for killing women and children. This is CPR News and KRCC.